Just remain seated. Turn to Acts chapter 3. There's a story of a man in the book of Acts. This man was born lame. According to verse 2, a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they had laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. I want you to imagine for a second being born unable to walk and always having other people pick you up and take you to the temple day by day, not having the ability to, you know, maybe to find a job or not having the ability to do anything in life just because he was lame. And he was dependent on people to carry him into the temple. In verse 3 it says, who seeing Peter and John about to go to the temple ask an alms. So he was just begging for alms and for money as a way to survive. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. So the lame man was expecting, without a doubt, some money from Peter and John. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And the lame man is used to that. Lame man is used to receiving a right hand and being lifted up by others. But the difference in this instance is that immediately his feet and his ankle bones receive strength. And what is important to take a note of is the reaction of this lame man in verse 8. The Bible says that he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. Many of you have experienced the saying, the first time you got saved. You see, many of us, even though we were not born lame or maimed or blind, there was a story of another man during the times of Jesus Christ. The man was born blind, and they were asking, well, whose fault was it? Whose sin was it that this man was born blind? Was it his parents' fault that this man was born blind? You remember the answer? Oh no, this man was born blind to give glory to God. And it's the same in this instance, only this time it's not a blind man, it's a lame man. But the truth is, many of us, though we may have been born with two eyes that's able to see, two legs that's able to walk, many of us, before we got saved, did not know what to do with our lives. We just had no direction on where we're going. And most importantly, many of us, if not most of us, before we got saved, we had no joy. We had no joy. I know the story of Ciara and Shania. I actually met their mom, I think before they were born, or maybe they were babies at that time. If you don't mind sharing, Shara and Sinaya, their mother passed away when they were still kids, when they were still small. You know, I see my kids on their birthdays. You see them. You were there on my Zuriel and Zeta's birthdays. Birthdays are a big deal to children. You know, it's a big deal. From 1 year old, the first birthday, the second birthday, third birthday, it's a big deal. But the most important person that's involved in a child's birthday is the mother. It's the mom. That's the reality. I just pay for the bills. But Sister Faith is the one that makes sure that our kids' birthdays are special year after year. Why? Because a children's birthday is a big deal. It ought to be celebrated. A child's delight in each birthday is that cake, right? And that candle to blow, and the gifts to open up, that's every child's delight. Grown-ups too, amen? Amen? Grown-ups too. But I want you to imagine for a second, when their mother passed away when they were still small, too young to remember when that time happened, who gave them their birthdays? So year after year, I'm imagining this, I'm picturing this, because I just know that if my wife wasn't there for my kids, they would not have a good birthday. I just know that. But I'm also thinking for Shania and Sierra, growing up without their mom, because God had taken her home to heaven, how many birthdays did they celebrate without their mother? It's tough, right? If you think about it. You're probably wondering, why are we spending an evening night service celebrating their birthday? Right? Why would you spend a church evening service to celebrate somebody's birthday? Isn't a church evening service a time to worship as a church? Then why are we playing games for, you know, somebody's birthday? I'll tell you why. Because this church is a family.
Amen.
That's why. And in a family, when a family member has a birthday, you celebrate it. That's why. You see, for most of us, though we may be able to see and walk when we were born, we may not be like this lame man in the Bible. Many of us come from a life and our life experience when we are not physically lame, but maybe emotionally lame. We are hindered, we are unable to have any joy in our lives because of circumstances that happened to us. But the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, behold, all things are become new. That's what happened to this lame man in the book of Acts. The moment Jesus Christ healed him through Peter and John, there was that joy. The Bible says he went walking and leaping and praising God. See, something happens to a person who comes to know Jesus Christ. And that is, whatever experiences you may have had before you got saved, before you came to know Jesus Christ, all of that sadness goes away. All of that life of hopelessness goes away in Jesus Christ. I tell you, Ciara and Shania are a great encouragement to me. When you see a person, well, a couple, because there's two of them, when you see a person truly get saved and you see the joy that comes out of them, that's probably one of the greatest experiences in our Christian life, to see someone get saved. And if there is no reason to celebrate their birthday, and there is, it's their lives, It's not only a celebration of their physical birth. I think we ought to celebrate their spiritual birth. Because I tell you, they've given me joy as a pastor. When I see them faithfully coming to church Wednesday after Wednesday, Sunday after Sunday. I mean, majority of Christians don't want to come to church faithfully. Right? We seem to forget how it was when we first got saved. Well, when I first got saved, I didn't want to miss a single church service. Right? I wanted to be a part of just about every church activity. I was excited for it. And then the sad truth is, for most of us, that joy kind of begins to dwindle and go away, right? We go from being excited and walking and leaping and praising God to dragging our feet to church, right? And yet every time I look at these two, I tell you, they probably dragged their auntie, Sister Gloria. I guarantee you, Sister Gloria probably is still trying to sleep, trying to press that snooze button, but then Shania goes, "Auntie, it's time to go to church." Amen? Amen? Yeah. Wednesday night, she told me, Wednesday night, yeah, she shared it with me, Wednesday night she'd rather sleep and take a nap. But because of them, she has to drive them to church because they want to be in church. Amen? If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Behold, all things are passed away. All things are become new. The life that you've lived before you got saved of misery and sadness, when you got saved, all of that life is behind you, isn't it? Now you have brothers and sisters in Christ, in the church, that will share with your pain, share with your joy, share with your birthdays and your cakes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. That's why we're celebrating it today.
Amen.
Amen. We love you guys. This is I feel like you're my daughters. Okay? Zuriel is your ate. Right? Like my kids. The first song that we sang, that Brother David led, the family of God. The family of God. I was asked by a brother this morning, he wanted to sing a special for us. He said, he asked me, "How, Pastor, let me ask you a question. How strict are you when it comes to making sure that the service only goes one way?" So my answer to him was, I go with what the Holy Spirit says. Amen? And if the Holy Spirit says you ought to spend that service celebrating the life of the twins, that's what you ought to do.
Amen?
Amen? Forget the strictness, the rules after the service it has to be this. No, don't worry about that. What does the member of the family need at that very moment?
Amen.
That's how you know it's a church family. Amen. Let me call the two of you. We're going to pray over you, okay?
This doesn't make us Pentecostal or evangelical. Just relax. Amen. We are still Baptists. A loving Baptist, that's right. Amen. Let's come to the Lord and pray. Lord, thank you for this time that we were given the chance to be a part of one of the birthdays of Sierra and Shania. Thank you, Lord God, for giving them another life to live. Lord, most importantly, thank you for giving them the joy of their salvation, Lord God, when the moment they placed their trust in you. They followed you in scriptural baptism. And I believe they are trying to follow you as disciples. I pray, Lord God, that you fill up the hunger in their souls to learn more about you, to get to know you in a much deeper level than the superficiality of Christianity. I pray that they may learn to love the Word of God. that they may learn to pray, that they may learn to live this life depending on you, as we all do. I pray, Lord God, that you you make them nurses one day as they wish they would become. And I pray, Lord, that they would use their talents and their skills and their profession to bring others to you, just as they were brought here by Sister Gloria and their auntie Tess. Lord, I pray this as a church family, may this be a reminder to us that the church is not just a place where you can get spanked and get reprimanded. And, but Lord, the church is also a place where you can feel loved and accepted, and lives can be celebrated just like today. May you help us, Lord God, as a church family to love people. Help us as a church family to be sensitive to the needs of people. Help us as a church family, Lord, not to just be concerned about ourselves, but to have the sensitivity to recognize the needs of other people. Help us to put others first, just like the missionary said last Sunday. Help us to put others first. Help us not to become selfish in the things that we do. May the things that we do today, as we celebrate Sierra and Shania's birthday, Lord God, may the things that we do today be acceptable in your sight. May you strengthen us as a church family. Bless our fellowship and the food that follows. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.